I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
There is a difference of opinion between Montgomery County School Board and the governor as to when school should start. The governor wants it to be after Labor Day. Montgomery County thinks it should start before. Well, yesterday the governor came out with some new parameters that must be met if you're going to request a waiver from his proposal. And here's what the school board vice chair Patricia O'Neill said about it.
The board will have to get advice from our attorneys and see, you know, what we're going to do next.
All right. So they're going to look at what the governor has written down. Joining us on the line right now, Maryland Comptroller Peter Franco, someone who's very much in agreement with the governor on how this should go forward. Good morning to you, Mr. Franco.
Good morning. It's great to hear your voice, and go Nats.
Right. Yeah, we're all for that. All right, so let's talk a little bit about where we are. The governor came down with these new regulations that said if you want to seek a waiver from what I have said will be the law, which is basically you can't start before Labor Day, you're going to have to seek a waiver, and here are the things you got to do to get a waiver. How did that get developed?
Well, first of all, let's just remember what we're doing here. Starting school after Labor Day is an idea that doesn't cost the taxpayers any money, helps the economy of the state of Maryland. Kids love it, obviously. Parents of kids love it because they get some predictability in the schedule. Rank and file teachers love it. They come up to me all the time and say thank you because it allows them to have second jobs and have a full summer. And so this idea that starting school after Labor Day is a difficult, hard thing to do, it isn't. We all had it when we were growing up. The same 180 days stays academically. And we've got all sorts of research from a state task force that looked at this every which way from Sunday and determined it was an idea that actually made sense, and they recommended it to Governor O'Malley. He didn't act on it. The legislature turned it down year after year. I applaud Governor Hogan for making it the law of the land, which he did with his first executive order.
Right,
and his second order, which came out recently, that you just asked about, is a very rational, reasonable approach towards making sure that a county like Garrett County out in the western part of the state that gets 10 or 12 feet of snow a year, if they have a really bad snow season, they might want to add a day on at the end of June. It gives them a little waiver process. But what Governor Hogan's not going to permit is the kind of maneuvering in Montgomery County, Baltimore County, and other big counties that apparently certain people don't like him politically, where they're going to actually use the school calendar to embarrass him and undermine the effort to.
So you think that's what this is all about? It's political. It's not just, you know, that this all makes sense and they're just being political about it?
There is a huge animus out there for some reason among the superintendents and the school elite that this is somehow a bad idea to start school after Labor Day. It's a common sense, good idea that 74 or 75% of the public is very enthusiastic about it. And these few people act as if, well, if it's popular, therefore it's got to be bad.
A couple of quick questions here, Mr. Comptroller. And first of all, I don't know if this is a semantics thing or not. You said that when Governor Hogan issued this executive order, it became the law of the state. Is that technically true? Is this the law that school boards must adhere to?
Yes, it is the law of the land, unless it's overturned by the Supreme Court of the state, which, hey, I'm a lawyer, so I'm just one lawyer's opinion.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen because it's perfectly legal, perfectly reasonable. We have
and the delegates six, and the seven, senators, the representatives have no say in this?
Oh, they can obviously overturn the law, the executive order, by law in the next session. But
okay.
They do it at their own peril because this is a wildly popular idea with Democrats, Republicans, and independents all across the state. Bigfoot this thing all of a sudden and say, oh, no, we're going to take it away. It is the law of the land.
Okay.
Right
so
now.
If that is the case, then help us out here, because we just interviewed the president of the Montgomery County School Board, who, as you know, they proposed three calendars, and one of them they're submitting, which defies the executive order from Governor Hogan. He claims that his existing collective bargaining agreements with the unions stand in the way of him being able to really accommodate this in a reasonable fashion. So which wins when you've got a collective bargaining agreement that the county has agreed to with the union versus a state law that's passed that conflicts with that? What side wins in that conflict?
All I can say is that rank and file teachers by a big majority all across the state very much support starting school after Labor Day. So it's a little odd, I guess, for their organization, I guess, that represents them to be used as an excuse why it can't happen. This is a lot of static and stuff put up there by folks who just don't like Governor Hogan, who's enormously popular, according to the Post poll. And you know, this kind of rational, reasonable approach to a good common sense idea and helping the locals implement it is met with this flurry of proposals used to undermine the thing.
I know that everyone, I know it's popular with everybody, but again, back to my fundamental question, when you've got a state law instituted by the governor that conflicts with a pending legal collective bargaining agreement, who wins?
Go change the agreement.
So just you're telling Montgomery County to renegotiate.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
And the folks they're renegotiating with are wildly in support of it. The rank and file teachers. Mm-hmm. So
you say
you're
saying basically if they take it to the teachers will say, you bet, we'll take that deal.
And we won't ask for anything in exchange.
That's right.
Because when has a teachers union ever done that?
Yeah.
Let's understand what we're talking about is a schedule starting school after Labor Day. The rest of the schedule, the schools are allowed to do whatever they want to do with their collective bargaining, et cetera. But it is the law of the land right now by the governor's executive order, which I think is very commendable because the legislature declined to act for years. Now it's the law of the land. It's very predictable.
Right.
People like it. If you want to take it away, and either through legislation or by undermining it through these waiver requests, I guess you can try to do that. I don't think it will win.
Really quickly, because we're running out of time, the standard now is compelling justification. There has to be a compelling justification. What does that mean?
12 feet of snow.
All right. So it has to be something along those lines. All right. Listen, we thank you so much for joining us, Maryland Comptroller Peter Francho. It's a story we'll be continuing to follow, I'm sure, in the days ahead.
12 feet of snow is definitely a compelling justification for any...
Compelling justification.